We're going to have to dial into our, our assignments and our playbook more than ever now to make sure that we limit these MAs on the field so we can have success.
Does it make the transition easier that Brett has been here? It's not someone coming in from the outside.
I would say that, I guess him being here for 3 years, he has a little, they're a little comfortable about the things that he knows about the offense. But it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough, and we all know that. And it's a challenge that we have to face head on.
And what about the next man up on the offensive line? There's where you can kind of help some guys, right?
That's some more adversity that we're facing. And, we just got to get guys comfortable. We got good guys in this room that come to work hard every day. So we can just get better tomorrow, get better Wednesday, get better Thursday to make sure Sunday that we're operating at an elite level, we give ourselves a shot. So that's the whole thing, just coming here, working throughout the work week, and get better every day.
Have you ever been part of an offensive line that's been this banged up this quickly in the season before?
I played a lot of football. I mean, I've been a part of some guys going down, but the consistent guys going, down it's been rough. But I think the guys have stepped up. Guys have stepped up. They play well. They come in. They've, not made any excuses and things of that nature. But it's going to be rough.
Has there been a rallying cry at all among some of the leaders here? Is there a message that anybody said or just something among everybody in the locker room to keep everybody positive and focused?
I think everybody in the locker room knows that, we're all pros here and we're bought in to complete a task and do a job. I mean, Coach said it head on. We have to – the first thing we can't do is beat ourselves. We can't beat ourselves, so we got to get better, just – and me, myself included, not – having MA, self-inflicted wounds. And I think if we can do that and continue to work hard every day, we give ourselves a chance to go out there and get W's.
What do you like about Brett Hundley as a quarterback? What's his greatest strengths?
Brett was good. I mean, he came in, he didn't, the moment wasn't too big for him. He took it head on. He was ready. He was calm. And, he did some good things out there. I expect him to be better this week, to understand more, what the game plan is and to be focused and dialed in like he's, the starting quarterback going into this game. So, but Brett, I think he had a good preseason and he'll be ready to go.
Jerry, sorry if you got this, but is it strange at all seeing the Saints come up now?
Strange? It's not strange. They were always on the schedule. As the challenge level go up even more, yeah, it's going to be challenging. We got an uphill battle, and everybody knows that. So, as long as we can focus on our individual battles and what we have to do individually, dial into the playbook, making sure that we limit, the self-inflicted wounds, we give ourselves a better opportunity to win.
For you personally, is it any different, or is it just kind of
a... No, it's no ill will. won a lot of games there. And they moved on from me, so I moved on from them. I still got a lot of friends over there. It's all cool, but, my goal is to beat New Orleans on Sunday.